Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
That. Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Those two are bitches.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, where you at?
515-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. It has been a tough time for Rocky after Mickey rolled a 7 during the loss to Clubber Lang, and now he's turned to his oldest rival, Apollo Creed, two of the great heavyweights of all time. And after a difficult start to training, Rocky has now decided that it's time for a swim. And now Rocky and Apollo sprinting on the beach, running to who knows where, older now but still running against the wind. Their training outfits are interesting. Very tight tank tops and very tight and way too short shorts. They're running now in slow-mo, and Rocky pulls away for the win at the finish line, now frolicking in the surf in a lovely warm embrace in the California sun. Things are getting weird. Is this still a Rocky movie?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. I told you my car was having problems. My father was driving it when I was out of town. The kids were in town. And it turns out my wife took the car into the place yesterday, and he broke the frame of the seat.
The track that your seat goes on, right?
Nope. He broke the frame of the seat. So the seat does not exist upon itself. The seat sits on a structure of metal.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And he has completely dislodged that section of metal.
Okay, so it's different than what you thought it was, where the track was just
warped. Just thought that he had bent the track.
Okay, all right.
No, but he's completely broken that. So that's going on, and that's going to be a process. And again, they put a door on wrong, and passenger seat door that when they manufactured the car, they put it on wrong. To go on with my driver's side door that they put on wrong.
So is this a situation where they have to replace the entire seat?
They do not have to replace the actual seat that you sit on, uh-huh. But they have to take the seat out of the car and redo the entire metal.
Yeah, that's always the best when you get in like a fender bender or something, and there's just like a small portion of your car that's kind of bent in a little bit, but you find out that in order to fix that, they have to remove this gigantic piece from your car and put a whole new one on there.
It's like doing a head gasket or a timing belt. You have to take out all the other stuff that's in there, even though the part costs $15.
Right.
Well, many years in the auto business.
Well, it's a warranty situation, but they have to take out the seat. They have to put the frame in, and then they have to take off the passenger door and refit that, which the driver's side door has been fixed, but that was during manufacturing screwed up. And then now the passenger door is screwed up.
So you worked in the auto industry?
Oh, yeah. I started when I was 16 years old.
What were you doing?
I was driving cars. My best friend's father owned a car dealer, and he needed help moving cars around the Newton area. And I was like, hell yeah, I'll help you drive cars.
It seems like an all right gig.
Yeah, I got in one day. It was standard. I didn't know how to drive stick, and I just up and down Route 9 just stalled 15 times, but that's how I learned how to drive stick.
You just learned it by going on the road.
Route 9 going west. Stalled literally 15 times.
Okay, so, all right.
You didn't burn the clutch?
I could smell it, but didn't burn it.
Were you trying to start it in like second or third?
Dude, I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah.
That's a good car. If you didn't burn the clutch doing that.
Yeah. I could certainly smell it, though. It was burning.
I kind of did that because, like, my older brother had this old Jeep, and it was a stick. And so I kind of inherited that car from him, and I didn't know how to drive it. So I would just continue to drive around, and I was too scared to start it in first gear because it would stall out so quickly. Mm-hmm. So I just rev the engine and put it in second, which is kind of wildly dangerous. Probably not the best idea to learn actually on the road, as you know. But okay, but from working in the industry, how often do car repair people try to screw you over if it looks like you don't know what's going on?
Very. So I'll tell you, women, right off the bat, a woman walks in, oh, my brakes are making, you need new rotors. You need new rotors and brakes right off the bat, $800. Yeah, they try to get you. The other thing is the parts are so cheap, they just charge you ridiculous amounts of money for labor. It's the truth. And never only go to the dealer if you have an issue like you have.
Right.
I don't know if you're going to, but any other issue that you have, go to a local mechanic. They want your business. They want you to refer people. Like, that's the way to go. If you go to a dealer, they charge you like $100 just for a diagnostic. So, like, if you went to a dealer, it's like, we got to look at it. It's $100. Well,
not all dealers, obviously, but, you know, I'm sure there's a few.
Yeah. But definitely years ago, it was a corrupt business. Now it's because of the internet and everything like that.
Well, that's the thing. Is that any time that I go to get a repair, I immediately go online and try to see how much would this cost me. And then you can kind of take a look at it. And sometimes they'll try to convince you that this isn't right. But, I mean, you're absolutely right. My wife, they'll give her a much higher price than something that they would quote me. And so that's true. That's not just a stereotype. Is that a woman comes walking in, they're like, all right, well, there's a couple things we could add on here. And since they, quote unquote, don't know what they're talking about. Yeah.
Like, you go to get an oil change, oil filter. Nope, don't buy the oil. But get the oil filter, but don't get the little filter inside under the hood. Like, oh, this thing's dirty. Nope, just put that thing right back in there.
I always buy it.
They get you every time.
I do, because I never buy the oil filter.
They show it to me, and it looks so disgusting. Like, really? That's what's shooting air into my car?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'll pay $78.
Just knock it off a little bit, put it back in. Dust it off.
They stopped doing that to me. But, yeah, the whole thing is that, and then there's like dents in the car from people hitting it. So I got to take it to the body shop. But if I don't take it to the dealer body shop, then they don't know if they can get the paint job right or something like that. But anyway,
real quick, good oil versus like, is there a difference between oils? Because they always try to sell you on this super high tech synthetic oil.
Maybe on new cars, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That absolutely matters.
Yeah. On the new stuff, the old cars.
Because I've heard that's all a lie. I've heard that even the gas, like the high quality gas.
No, I buy the cheap gas.
No, but not if you have a certain kind of car.
That's right.
Okay.
My car, you need to, it won't run. Yeah.
Mercedes, nice. You know, the upscale cars get the good gas. I always go regular.
I don't go premium, which I'm supposed to do, but I go mid-range. But the main point is that my wife was coming home through Dedham, and she brought home a mess of Taco Bell.
Mm.
So I have Taco Bell for breakfast. I mean, this is the situation going on. It's very exciting. Taco Bell, for the first time in years, sitting right in front of me.
That stupid commercial just taunts me every time it's on. It's like free delivery or you can get it delivered to your house, and there's no place in my region that does it. Like, you just can't. You have to go to Saugus to go to Taco Bell.
Well, Jimmy John's does a thing where they brag about they'll only go a mile to deliver. You're like, what a stupid business plan that is. They go, we want to get it to you as fresh as possible. What, like if you go 3 miles, it's going to destroy the sandwich? I mean, people don't eat them right away.
Yeah, you just got to hop on, like, you know, Uber Eats or Caviar or something like that.
Fred, I used to hang out at the Taco Bell in Newton way back in the day. I went to school in Newton.
Yeah, it's a shame. As soon as I moved to Newton, they got rid of it.
That was a hangout spot.
It was, well, everything's a hangout
spot. That's why they closed it. It was where all the ruffians were.
But being low, you can have five pizza shops on that block, but you can't have the Taco Bell there. It was too much for the people. As long as it's a local business, they're perfectly fine. There's literally two or three pizza places within three blocks of each other. And then there's just like a random bread store. Bars. But no Taco Bell.
It's the lack of fast food in Boston is just crushing. It's crushing.
Did you go to Newton North?
No, I went to a private school in Newton. Oh, I wasn't going to Hyde Park High, so.
It must have been nice.
It was nice, yeah. It's not there anymore, but. Yeah, Washington Street.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Up from Cabot's Ice Cream. Great spot.
Oh, see, I haven't been to Cabot's in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Where's Cabot's?
West Newton towards the Pike.
Okay.
And it's also right by where one Mike behind the Mike Callahan was working for a while. Uh-huh. I would imagine he doesn't have that job anymore, but he was working in the freezer over there at the liquor store. He was laying out the brews.
He was over at the Kings at Back Bay for a while, I think. Mike behind the mic.
Mike behind the mic is in demand. I mean, you can't just hold the man down. He needs it. All right, so did we get the guy from Machine?
Oh, we did. Yep. Guy from Machine will be on with us. At 8 o'clock, Nick went down there and went to speak with him. Unfortunately, there has been a major turn of events in Guy from Machine's life that we're going to have to discuss. Whoa. And I think that our show is going to be there to help him out.
Yeah.
In his time of need.
Well, that's when you have friends, when they need you, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. He is so beloved amongst our listeners that we couldn't stand to hear the bad news. So we are going to help him out at 8 o'clock.
Yep, and Danny Ainge at 9 o'clock. It's going to be a whole thing. Rich, what do we have coming up?
Let's talk about the Celtics. John Wallach down in Miami partying and glow-sticking. We will hear him and the always energetic Leon Poe. Who was sitting beside him last night.
I don't think I've heard Leon Poe do a game, but this is exciting.
Oh, okay. You hold your horses. Just carry. You might not have heard him last night, even if you were listening.
Not a big talker?
No. No. But you know what? It's the quality of the words, not the amount.
Yeah.
Good analyst.
Yeah. He's like a Zen master. All right. We will have that. By the way, I have something. Worcester repair shop owner uses a sledgehammer to damage vehicles.
Yeah, so I saw that story.
So you'd bring your vehicle in, and they would just smash it with sledgehammers, as if you would be unwise to the condition of the car. All right, we will have all that for you in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. Real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
All right. It is what happened last night. Rich, what went on? There was lots of things. Many things going on.
Well, the Celtics plot a good win in Miami, and it's all because of Wallach.
Tatum into the front court to the right. Watch by Wade. Up top, now that's Horford. Watch by Olynyk. And back for Tatum around the screen. Tatum down low. It's Horford. He lays it in. Beautiful pick and roll there.
That's what happens when you attack the basket.
64-61, Celtics by three.
You go get him, Leon.
By the way, Wallach can't do the show today because he had a 6:20 flight.
Yeah, it's
quite a rock star life he's living there.
When you're traveling on the station's dime, it's all about the cheapest flight, not exactly the convenience of the timing.
No.
So, yeah. But John Wallach yesterday tweeting, people are saying, why didn't you answer your phone and wake up Wallach? And he says, because for the first time in a long time, I actually slept 9 hours. So I bet it's apparently he had turned his phone off. So that's why he did not answer during
the wake up Wallach. All right. Let's do it now. Let's call him.
He's on a plane.
No. He's on a 6:20 flight. He's not off the ground yet.
Okay.
Can someone call Wallach?
I got to get all the stuff ready here.
All right. Yeah. Please do.
Hey. He hung up. Call again. Did he hang up?
Yep. Call again.
Wake up, Wally.
Big rock star with his 6:20 flight, but he doesn't have to work. Again.
He's not going to answer.
Sleepy Eagle.
So it doesn't mean that he's not on a plane having his phone blow up.
John, I can't get to my phone right now, but if you leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Calling, I'm very worried.
What a loser. He's gonna get on a 6:20 flight after he called the game the night before. Dan's right, he's probably got a middle seat in like row 30. What are you doing? Well, the team playing, they're not taking off because they're not taking off till tomorrow. So you would figure that he would have the time, but it's a 6:20 flight. And you know what? I guarantee you they gave him the option of not taking that flight. and he took it.
Oh, you think so? No, I think it was just like, here's
no, no,
here's
no.
Your
he,
flight.
He does it. He's told me about it.
Okay.
Like, he does it to get home early. And to that, I would say there's nothing that I would get home earlier for if it meant getting on a 6:20 flight. That means that you're up at 4 in the morning.
Right, like I'm doing late checkout.
Especially that Miami airport. Whew.
Yeah, that's the worst. That is not a fun
that
airport.
That Miami airport sucks.
No, not
I
fun.
Told you I made a wrong turn going to the Miami airport, and it was all cars and lawns and very, 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 very fat people sitting in chairs on the sidewalk taking it all in.
Well, Wallach is probably very exhausted from his trying to pull something out of Leon Poe last night. Well, on the second night of a home-and-home against a team that was desperate for a win, Celtics looked like a team getting ready for the playoffs in their 112-102 win last night, whereas at the TD Garden, the Heat's zone defense gave the Celtics some problems last night. It seemed that Brad Stevens had cracked the code.
Kyrie in transition. Kyrie backs up. Watched by Adebayo in a switch. Kyrie sizes him up. Kyrie falls away from him. Left side. Wow. What a shot by Kyrie Irving baseline. That was a Dwayne Wade special. He's got 20 tonight. The Celtics lead back to 7.
It was the kind of balanced night that you like to see from your starters. Kyrie Irving had his 23 points. Al Horford his 21. But the lead scorer last night is a guy that has quietly been becoming one of the Celtics' most dangerous weapons right under our noses.
Hayward out deep, uses a Horford screen. Hayward to the foul line, runner in the lane is good. Gordon Hayward with a clutch shot in the middle of everyone. 19 points for him, the lead back to 9.
Why are you cutting out the analysis of Leon Poe? I need to hear what he has to say about John Wallach's commentary. Please, if you could put the 1 to 2 seconds at the end of it that we cut off before he says anything, that would be nice. Well, Gordon Hayward not only finished with 25 points, but he also sunk 11 free throws last night, which says everything about his confidence playing aggressive right now. This is the first time Kyrie, Horford, and Hayward all reached over 20 points in the same game.
Like the big three?
Isn't that what we all were imagining before Hayward's injury, that it was going to be like this night after night after night? On top of that, lost in all of the ridiculous Celtics drama that we've had over the last several weeks, Gordon Hayward has slowly become an extremely dangerous weapon at just the right time.
6 games in a row now, a double-figure scoring.
Yeah, and on top of that, since he's returned from his concussion, which is 6 games ago, he's been averaging 15.7 points a game, over 52% from the floor, almost 36% from three-point range, 6.5 rebounds, and 3 assists. And he's just playing 29 minutes per game, and he's putting up those kind of numbers. That is massive going into the playoffs with a guy like that on your bench. On top of that, when Gordon plays well, the Celtics tend to win. They're now 5-0 this season when Hayward scores 20 or more, and they go to 20-3 when he scores 14 or more. So Gordon Hayward was asked how he's feeling at this point in the season, getting ready to head to the playoffs.
Trying to get to the line, I think a concerted effort, but also a little bit more and more explosiveness for me. So, I think doing all the exercises is paying off, and just having more and more reps, also just more time from the injury, so that's all helping.
That's the other underrated thing about Gordon Hayward. Even when he was in Utah, he was really good at getting to the line. I mean, he's excellent, but now it seems that any kind of thought that he might have had, any kind of hesitation from his injury, is gone. Dude gets in the paint, doesn't seem to hesitate, and Kyrie Irving had this to say about watching Hayward become more aggressive.
We need G to score, and I told him that, and I'm going to keep telling him to stay aggressive, you know, be him, and really be that, you know, 20-point scorer that he was, and takes a lot of pressure off of me, where I don't have to handle the ball as much, and I could be, you know, kind of floating around the perimeter and cutting back door and just doing the little things that I can do to affect the game other than just having the ball in my hands and trying.
So it's weird, Joe, because I've been pretty down on how this team has been going into the playoffs, as I think most people have, because you just can't figure out what they are. But a game like last night gives me faith that the Celtics might actually be able to do something. And that's because the adjustments that Brad Stevens made between games 1 and game 2 was immediately noticeable. Whereas like that zone D that kept effing them up in game 1, it was no problem. It was almost as if like he knew the cheat codes. He went in there, he had different rotations. They had no problem with the same type of defensive setup that the Heat was throwing at him in game 1. And I believe that Brad Stevens in 7 games has a coaching advantage over most of the guys who are coaching in the East.
Yeah, the one thing last night, like I was looking at the live line.
Of course you were.
I thought Miami was going to come back and win the game. just the way everything was going last night. They had a lead. Miami would come back.
Well, the Celtics are known for giving up any kind of
lead. There you go. And, you know, they had foul trouble. Marcus Smart and Kyrie Irving were in foul trouble late in the game there. But the biggest takeaway is everything's there when it comes to Gordon Hayward. But no Marcus Morris last night. And I think he's addition by subtraction.
How funny is that he, at the beginning of the season, was one of the most reliable guys on that team. And something's happened. Like, in the last 2 months,
he's a black hole. He gets the ball and he holds it. And that's what happened with him in Detroit. You know, that's why they wanted him out in Detroit. He was a detriment to the offense. But I think he is a guy that can help down the line. But you're right. In the playoffs and in the NBA, it's all about having talent, and the Celtics have it, clearly, last night. And even Jason Tatum had 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he looked great. It was like 9 consecutive points, right? I mean, they couldn't stop him. But, you know, as I said, When you take a look at not only the talent, but the Brad Stevens factor, I believe, and last night was kind of a cool indication of that, was that he just had figured out the defense that was stifling him in game two.
Maybe these guys on the floor are listening to him, and the guys who didn't play don't listen to Brad Stevens.
Oh, or maybe the refs are in the pocket of the team.
I'll be honest with you. Before the All-Star break, I heard from someone around the team that some of the issues were Brad Stevens maybe favoring Gordon Hayward a little too much, and some of the veterans were upset about it. And maybe Morris was one of those guys. And we'll talk to Danny Ainge later today. He said that he spoke to one player at the trade deadline. The only guy I can think of is Marcus Morris in the final year of his deal.
See, I thought Rozier. I was thinking Rozier when he said that.
I'm thinking Morris. He could help another
team. I tell Rich about a lot of things that I hear, and he refuses to believe me.
But you mentioned the Brad Stevens thing. I think when people listen to him, and like every other team, they didn't have talent. They listen to Brad Stevens, they're successful. Now I think they're starting to listen to the coach, and look, they've won now a few games in a row.
Well, they kept Kyrie off the floor the last 3 minutes, which was kind of shocking, but, I mean, it was obviously to give Gordon Hayward more time, and it paid off. Now, I always want Kyrie on the floor.
Agreed.
In the last few minutes of a game. As much as you can, you know, rip on Kyrie for one thing or the next, that's when he's one of the most clutch players in the league. Although, I've read something weird. Like, he's only had one game-winning shot this entire season for the Celtics. Now, he's been amazing in the last 5 minutes of the game. So, you know, quote unquote clutch time, but he's only had like one big signature game winning shot moment, which was kind of shocking when you think about it. But I like that. I like Brad Stevens said, I'm going to ride the hot hand, keep Kyrie off the court, and it paid off with Gordon Hayward.
And I'm sure Kyrie's going to take that well. All right, Rich, what else do we have going on?
Red Sox temporarily stopped the bleeding. We'll get to that for everyone who didn't stay up until 3 in the morning last night.
Well, shame on you if you did not. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sport.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
You
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, what else is going on?
Hey, something positive actually happened with the Red Sox.
And that's about time. That one's socked. Wicked liner, deep right.
Ouch.
Back Piscotty. It's over his head.
Yeah.
In to score Mookie Betts.
Piscotty.
On his horse. Heading
I'll have
third.
Some of that.
He's got a triple.
For breakfast.
Sox ahead 6-3 in the ninth.
I heard from someone last night who stayed up and watched the entire thing. They tweeted me and said that you have to pull the audio of Dennis Eckersley talking about diapers. I have no idea what it was. I don't know what time it happened in the game.
Well, it's how he wipes down the marrow.
You have to do that in order not to scratch it.
Yeah,
you get the turtle wax on, you pop it right on the diaper.
Well, turtle wax, I mean, I make my own. Hemp oil, baby. That's the way that I do my thing.
If anybody knows what the hell this guy was talking about on Twitter, I would like to know what the hell Dennis Eckersley was talking about diapers for.
See, I thought Stephen Piscotty was going to be a star. He's got a cannon arm. I thought that he was going to be a star, but it doesn't look that way.
Well, Mookie,
especially when balls get hit over his head like some chump.
Well, Mookie Betts drove in two runs in the ninth on a ball that struck third base and bounced into left for a double because, of course, it did. And the Red Sox snap out of their four-game losing streak. 6-3 was the final score. Benintendi, as you heard right there, followed up with a triple, which scored Betts, and that was that. Now, Nathan Eovaldi, he looked so great. He gave up three runs over five innings, but the bullpen came in and pitched four innings of shutout baseball after that. As for Mookie, he's just glad the team was finally able to break the slump.
I mean, it seems like wins are hard to come by. So, you know, we battled, continued to put in our work, and but this was definitely a big win.
And Alex,
yeah, huge.
Well, I mean, I guess kind of morally it is. I got to think if you're them, you were just getting pissed, and a game like that, no matter how you win it, you're just like, thank God.
That ball off the bag, though, like, that was luck.
Oh, it was
they needed
luck.
That.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, I mean, it just, it bounces and just, like, launches.
Yeah, it's on TV right now.
Yeah. That was a, that was obviously very advantageous. But Alex Cora knows that when his ball club pitches well, they have as good a chance as anyone to win.
We played well yesterday. I've been saying we're getting close. We're getting close. It started with David throwing six innings, and then Chris followed him. Nate, although he struggled with command, gave us five. And when we pitch, we have a chance to win the game, and we've been doing that the last 3 days.
They've been pitching well the last three games? Is that what he said?
Started with David Price.
Yeah. Like, what? Is that what he, was, he said right
yeah,
there?
Well, said that, yeah. I mean, David Price was fantastic the other day.
Well, I mean, this is...
The bullpen did well last night. And they did bullpen closer by committee last night. Barnes came in the eighth, and Brazier closed it out in the ninth. So we never know who's going to come out of the bullpen. But when they have that format, it's worked so far in two wins.
You know who's getting the business is Kelly. He's they're starting to boo him already this season.
Well, he hurt his back making Mexican food. If you heard that one,
I haven't heard any of this. What's going on with Joe Kelly?
Joe Kelly stinks this year, but he hurt his back making Cajun food for his teammates. He was standing around and just tweaked his back.
Well, at least he was doing something for his teammates. I mean, at least he was being nice.
So is he going to threaten to punch somebody now, and all of a sudden everyone's going to get behind him, kind of like last season? Remember, everyone was like the Joe Kelly Fight Club, and then, you know, he kind of stunk it up until, of course, when he needed him the most, and then he was killer. Then he was absolutely unbelievable.
See, Joe Kelly was such a good personality in St. Louis. They loved him.
He was a great guy here. Like, I mean, anytime he was interviewed, he was one of the rare players that had a decent sense of humor, wasn't afraid to talk.
They sucked the life out of him here.
We had him on that one time, and he was good, but it was just one time.
But he was also telling us about all the great things that
Nivea
shampoo can do.
You got to get your plug in somehow.
Oh, you have to get it in five times during the interview.
He was a celebrity Nivea spokesperson. Well, next up, hey, a game we could actually watch. Red Sox continue their series against the A's in the first pitch, 3:37. Nice day game. That's got to feel good. As a nice gambler, does that...
baseball's great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at 3:30 there. You know, I missed the college basketball at noon, so, we need something. I think we're going to have Dan in later. I haven't bet in, a week or so.
Have you bet in the NIT?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, they changed the rules. That's why. I wanted to back off. They reset the shot clock now after a shot. Move the three-point line, I believe. So they made some differences in the NIT. That's why I stayed
because
away.
Because there's a team in the NIT that's in the final that I've never heard
Lipscomb.
Of.
Lipscomb. I believe, yes. Oh, they were very good. Oh, Dan was betting on them. Oh, yeah, I was tailing Dan all year long on that team.
You loved Lipscomb, huh?
Yeah, Lipscomb.
See, Joe's smart. I learned this last night I watched the episode 2 of Action on Showtime. Joe doesn't chase. He doesn't chase. He's not one of these guys that you get down and you just start chasing.
No, you just walk away.
He bets on cricket.
Well, that was because Rich.
That was because of
That was great. That was a comeback for Hunt. We won.
Are you the one
to know with cricket?
Are you the one that bets on like Mexican soccer?
No, that's Dan.
So Dan does chase.
I don't think he chases. No, chasing is like, dude, I just lost $5,000 last night.
And I know nothing.
$5,000 on Buffalo tonight.
Yeah, like, you know? I know nothing about this game, and I just want to get back up to zero.
Just trying to get back. That's what it is.
All right.
I watched that episode last night.
Yeah. It was fairly depressing. Yeah. Episode two is depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, episode one was funny. Although, that guy, Vegas Dave, that we were talking about, there was an amazing part of it. So Vegas Dave, I told you, keeps going over to his parents' house. He's that guy who brags about how he hits 75% of all of his bets, and he's this guy who's got tons of money. However, and he says the reason he's not allowed in the casinos is because he took him for so much cash in the sports book, but he was they found out that he was stealing people's like social security numbers and stuff like that. So there's a part where in episode one, he's bragging about all the money he's made, how he's worth millions of dollars. And then they interview his parents, and his parents tell him that they've given him over $700,000. Yeah. They had to sell their house. And they said, when's the last time that you gave him money? And it was said,
Kansas City bet, right?
Kansas City bet. So it was just like recently they gave him like, how much was it for that game? It was like, did he say about like $100,000 on it? So
And there, but he was at the World Series game, and then come to find out, I've heard a little more intel. A lot of players know who Vegas Dave is now, and I don't know. Maybe he does have a little bit of insight. Like, I've been looking into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, if he's got relationship with players.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's got much going on if he has to bother with $700,000.
Oh, well, his parents sold their house, and, like, they never made much money, but I guess their house
they convinced
ended up being
them
worth
to
a lot.
Do it.
Yeah, well, yeah. They sold their house and gave him all the money to get him out of all of his debt, and they moved to Las Vegas just so they could keep an eye on him so he doesn't end up dead.
Yeah.
I mean, so
they're like cooking dinner, and he's like, I got to check the scores. Can't go anywhere.
Well, yeah, listen, so this dude's nuts.
He's like, I'm not addicted. He's like, all right, dude, you're not addicted? Can't even get up something.
And the dad's obsessed with hitting the dog on the ass. I hit you on the butt. I hit you on the butt. I hit you on the butt. I hit you on the butt.
Well, we'll find out about Lifshatz and Murray's feelings on Vegas, Dave. And I'm very disappointed that you're not betting on the NIT. But we can see hear your takes on the Final Four.
That's right.
This weekend. But that is this weekend. So, Joe, you're ready.
I'm doing it, yeah. I got a week.
You had that information right off the top of your head.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back, Rich. What will we talk about?
All right. There's some pretty wild news coming out about the bankruptcy of the AAF and how all of the players ended up finding out about it. On top of that, we have a little more news on what happened in court with Robert Kraft.
All right. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich in a very pie tasters heavy bed situation.
All right. Where are we going to see our Johnny Manziel and Trent Richardson fix? Where are we going to get that now that the AAF has shut down? And more than anything, I want to know what happens to all of Joe Murray, your futures bets that you had on this league, if just in the middle of a season, boom, poof, up in smoke.
So I never bet on it, but I did see that the casinos are going to honor those bets, which is great.
So is it just what their record was at the end of the season? Who ended up?
Yeah, the futures, they're going to honor them. I couldn't believe when I saw that.
Wow. Like,
that's great from the odds book. Like, I can't believe they did that. But yeah, I never bet on this thing. Again, it was 8 weeks. I never gave it a shot. But you asked where?
Mm-hmm.
The XFL. I'm telling you, it's going to be legit.
Why? Why? If this failed, what makes you think the XFL is going to succeed?
It's funded. Vince McMahon just sold all his stock, $250 million. It will at least be here for two or three seasons.
Was the AAF even any good?
Yeah, some people liked it. It was more of a fix. Now, the thing I think that's different between the XFL and AAF is that it's going to start 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. So it's like once the Super Bowl's over, you get a week off, and then boom, there's more football. Here, this was kind of like a thing they were trying to bleed into the spring. So I think that's what's going to be difference between the two of them.
You see, I was shocked at like week three when I read that the ratings were still pretty good for the AAF. Week eight, I'd like to see what those ratings were like.
Hmm.
I mean, because apparently it was a novelty. I remember that first weekend, even I turned it on. I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? And then when I heard they were getting Johnny Manziel, I was like, yeah, maybe I'll check it out. But I didn't. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things that you think you're going to watch, but you don't really do it.
Although, I forgot what it was. Like, it was on TV last weekend or last week, and I couldn't remember what it was. I was like, what the hell is the AAF?
Well, Bill Polian, who is one of the founders of the AAF.
And a great analyst.
Yes, he is an excellent analyst. He had this to say about the closing.
Because of a competitor in the marketplace, we had to get in first. We had to cement ourselves with the public as a viable and, most importantly, competitive product, which I think we did and would have done, without question, would have done over the last 4 weeks. But we didn't have the infrastructure to support the business side, and that allowed the costs to get out of control. I'm told it's very typical of startups. That was the central problem. The word suspension is, you know, you'll have to speak to the lawyers about that. I don't know what that means. There are no football employees left. So if it's going to reconstitute, it's going to have to reconstitute from scratch.
Okay,
much I know.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They knew how much this season was going to cost. Like, the players all make like the same amount of money, right?
Yep.
The coaches make the same amount of money, right?
So the guy that owns the Hurricanes, they made a mistake and they put him as the money man behind he kind of crapped himself.
Well, I mean, I think he ended up, it was going to cost like $20 million, I think, to finish the season.
The reason why he did this was because he wanted to start the gambling app. He tried it with the AAF and it worked. So now that thing's bleeding right into the NFL. Now this is smart.
So that's the whole reason he did it.
This is really smart on Tom Dundon, I believe is his name. Well, this is great on his behalf, because why continue to put money into the league that you don't care about because the app already works?
Well, the one thing about all this is that you're reading these stories, and it's pretty, I don't want to say hysterical, because it obviously sucks for the people involved, but it's just over the top how much these guys got screwed. So there was a report yesterday that players for the Memphis team, they came back to their hotels after the news came down, and their personal items were waiting for them in the lobby. They had been kicked out of there. One player said he showed up and he saw a laptop of his just sitting right next to like the concierge desk, next to a pile of clothes which weren't even in his bag.
Yeah.
So they just said, sorry, you can't pay for the rooms. We're moving you out.
Yeah.
So the amount of money that's owed to vendors, venues, and just for San Antonio's training camp, as another reporter, is $4 million.
Wow.
So they're on the hook for $4 million. $4 million they're probably not going to get. And I saw Johnny Manziel tweet that thing out where he was just like, guys, all these players, don't even bother trying to sue. You're not going to get anything. You're chasing ghosts. Just on to the next one. So all of these people who thought they had contracts and everything, they are all completely effed. And I just don't understand how you can look at the XFL, and I know you say they have money, but I don't know like, what are they going to do different than the AAF did that's going to get people to tune in more than they do?
Extreme.
How?
The most brilliant.
What can they do? Like, honestly.
They have Vince McMahon.
I'm being serious. And I think Rob Gronkowski will be involved somehow, somewhere. Commissioner Gronk, I know it sounds kind of funny. I don't think that will happen.
It's a great move. If they do that, that's an excellent move. Make him the face. He obviously wouldn't play. But he would be the face of the XFL. And
I'll first down markers will be dead, kid.
So, guys, this weekend's WrestleMania. I'm going. I leave tomorrow with all the guys. But, like, there's going to be, like, 120,000 people. Like, they're going to watch this. Like, the wrestling fans, it's going to probably be hooked up. You know, this is going to be big.
I think you have too much faith that people will follow Vince McMahon wherever he goes. I think that people
love... I don't know. I've been doing it for 37 years.
But they love wrestling and wrestlers. Just because Vince McMahon is the president of a different company has football players that nobody gives a rat's ass about doesn't mean people are going to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, you love Roman Reigns, you love, you know, The Rock, all these guys. You don't care about Trent Richardson.
Yeah, but when the season's over, like, don't get me wrong. When football's over, I like to get away from it for a little bit, but, like, I miss it. And I think that, boom, once the season's over, you get a week off, and then we're going to get football again, and I think people will watch.
You need to miss
it. And people will bet on it. Like, people are going to bet on this stuff.
You need to miss it. And that's why the NFL is, people crave it when it comes back around, is because it's been so long since they've seen it.
Plus, it's a 365 days a year situation now.
Yeah, you're right. With the draft and with all the stuff that happens off the field, the trades and everything like that, you're right. You got to want to miss it, or it's going to kill the product. I mean, we keep mentioning what... Yes, James Stewart. We keep mentioning what Mark Cuban said. He said, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, and you don't want too much of the product. I just think it would backfire. And I don't understand what the XFL is going to offer that the AAF did that's going to blow our minds.
Maybe they'll take everything straight over from it. I mean, maybe they'll get more...
And that sucks, and it's not entertaining.
Yeah, but maybe they can get, I don't know, Colin Kaepernick. I'm just bringing up names. You know, they said they didn't want Johnny Manziel. Well, hey... Guy showed he can play a little bit in the AAF.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Cup.
Well, he's very pliable. You know, he's the yoga master.
Yeah, he's a yoga master. He's a master. Virgil holds his stuff.
No, that's not Diamond Dallas Page. That'd be the million dollar man.
That'd be the million dollar man.
Yeah,
he's worth a million.
I just think no one's going to care. No one's going to care about this.
You're going to watch. I'm telling you. You're going to be like, what is going to be different? And when you sit there and you'll watch. Like, I would love it if they had, like, races on the coin toss. Instead of doing a coin toss, race who gets the ball first. I'm in.
And you know what? The first 2 weeks, I'll watch it. And after that, I won't care. I'm just not going to care. Even if they got Colin Kaepernick, I would want to watch his first game, maybe the second one. And then it'll be like, okay, well, I know what he is now, so I don't really care. You know what I mean?
He'll be a heel.
Maybe he will be a heel.
Great.
And even if they
Johnny
get
Manziel back, would be a baby face.
The thing with the last XFL, though, they went off the, like, they were like, oh, this announcer sucks. Let's bring in Jim Ross. Let's get, you know, Jesse the Body Ventura. Like, they definitely went extreme,
and
like,
Opie
attitude
and Anthony
era.
Being the pre and post game, something that they absolutely.
But that went
hated.
Off the rocker. I think at least this one, they're going to let football take over.
All right. Well, it should be interesting.
Get Pat McAfee. That's, I'm
go ahead.
You.
Get him.
Get him. They should get him for Monday Night Football.
Well, he's already a part of WWE now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's doing a. He's a host.
Well, there you go. There's your color guy.
Yeah, shut up, stupid. Keep in your lane. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines, and we have the Bankroll Boys.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.